It's EV News briefly for Monday, 11th of March. I'll be back at 5 p.m. as usual with the full podcast, but Patreon supporters get those episodes ad-free and first. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Right, here's everything you need to know in less than 5 minutes, because today's podcast is over half an hour. Sorry about that. So here's the short version. Well, we'll start with some news coming in over the weekend of Rivian, and that would be the 68,000 pre-orders of the R2. Now, is that a good number or a bad number? Now, to me, I think that's a fantastic number. Some people are saying they expected well over 100K, but I think that's a fantastic number. Congratulations to the team at Rivian. The first sightings have happened of the R2 and the R3 driving around public roads, and those vehicles look fantastic, not just on the reveal stage. If you're an existing Rivian owner, you can fast-track delivery if you also buy an R2. Those emails going out on Friday. And why do they put the charge port where they did, considering it'll have J3400 connector? They were talking about that over the weekend, saying, yep, it's not on the same side as a Tesla for lots of good reasons. This is going to be a European vehicle, for instance, and they do a lot of on-street charging, so all of that to be considered, which is why it's on the other side of the rear of the vehicles. Plus, the new Tesla V4 dispensers that they'll be able to use have longer cables, so no problem. Now, let's also talk about an interview that Electrek had with RJ, the CEO, and he says that the existing cars, the R1S and the R1T, actually have bi-directionality built in. It's a software update that needs to come out. I thought it was fascinating to listening to that interview. Let's talk a little bit about the Blazer EV. The Chevrolet Blazer EV is back, relaunching with reduced prices, up to $6,500 off. And I think you need to do that to attract buyers after the halt in sales, the software problems that stopped it charging. They've been clocking 16,000 miles a day. 40 Blazers have been pounding across the United States using every charger they possibly can. They say it's completely fixed. They have complete confidence in that. And the pricing starts at around $50,195. They do get the $7,500 federal tax credit. There will be a cheaper version coming soon that's front-wheel drive only. It is more expensive than its sister car, the Honda Prologue, but still, Blazer EV back on sale. That's great news. We want to see these Ultium vehicles doing really well. Ultimately, the Ultium tech hasn't done too well so far, so fingers crossed that this is a bold new relaunch of that. Let's look at some data from around the world. Country data first. France, in February, did really well. EVs, 26.3% of new car sales. That's not bad, is it? Let's look at some manufacturer data. Kia's EV sales were surging 48% globally in January this year. UK car of the year is the Kia EV9. But guess what? The category winners? Yeah, they were EVs as well. Hyundai Ioniq 6, Volvo EX30, Kia EV9, BMW i5 category winners. And the overall winner is an EV. Because, you know what I say all the time, EVs are just better. You look at the UK Car of the Year awards, and they just, ICE cars had no look in. There's a decline in used EV prices happening right now, and that's good if you're buying a secondhand EV, not so good if you're trying to sell one. But the average price of, in the US, a vehicle bought right now, new price, $47,000, average new EV price, $55,000. So still a disparity on new car buying, but it's in the used market where you can get some real bargains with electric vehicles at the moment. Looking forward to seeing how this year goes. EV production costs will undercut ICE cars by 2027, according to a new Gartner research piece. As EVs get more mainstream and scale, then the cost comes down and they'll be cheaper to make than combustion cars in 2027. Gigafactory Berlin opening this week following the recent terror attack on the power supply, and Tesla's Cybertruck tent has hit the market, and it looks nothing like the one that we were promised. In fact, it looks like a bit of a cheapo tent you'd get for $100. Fans trying to defend it, but have a look at the pictures I'll pop in the show notes. It's a bit of a fail, but there we go. That's briefly